The story of Foundry Street's development is inseparable from that of the Regent Iron and Brass Foundry. This business originally evolved in Regent Street, close to the Royal Pavilion, but it seems that the smoke and smells of manufacturing caused disturbance to those in the palace, and that this led to the relocation of the business in about 1823. The new foundry occupied land to the west of today's Foundry Street, the business quickly seeing its influence impact on the newly developing street's name. The foundry was soon one of Brighton's largest industrial employers, and it became much visited by industrialists and the public during the 19th century. Pickett and Company's Directory of 1840 states, "There are several iron and brass foundries. One of these, the Regent Foundry, belonging to Messrs. Palmer, Green and Company, is upon a very extensive scale and well worth inspection." Much of the ironwork for the chain pier was cast at the Regent Foundry, as were the retorts, or ovens, used for burning coke in the town's gas production plants. The company also made components for bridges. If you're walking up New England Hill today, the cast iron bridge you passed under carries the foundry's name. Look up to see the inscription. Many of the properties initially built along Foundry Street were small and mean, little more than lean-to sites for those supplying goods and services into the new foundry. However, as the street gradually developed, the basic artisans' premises were replaced by warehouses, workshops, and residential tenements. In the 1841 census, many people are recorded within the street, and it seems development most likely occurred through the late 1820s and 1830s, the east side becoming almost wholly residential, the west predominantly industrial and commercial. If you look today at the upper elevations of the properties on the west side, you can still see evidence of the street's former industrial use. For example, in the large upper windows and the remains of hoists and pulleys that were once used to raise up the goods to the second or third floors of the large buildings. There were soon varied businesses within the street besides the foundry itself, including a bone mill and rag warehouse, a patent lead pipe works, a marine store warehouse, and a wholesale grocery and provisions merchant. This last firm, Messrs. Walter and Lynn, kept stables and a delivery van in a shed that also contained stoves for the smoking of meat, in particular bacon. In circumstances that would make an environmental health officer's hair stand on end, these stoves were originally only a few feet away from the horses and their dung. The early residents of Foundry Street could take their pick from at least three pubs. At the corner of North Road was the Dolphin, offering a large space for entertainment, while at the Gloucester Road end, a pub called at various times the Green Man or the Queen's Tavern provided a more intimate setting for its clientele. But by far the most long-lived of the three, and the one that still operates today, is at numbers 13 and 14. The Foundry, as we now know the pub, has been formerly known as the Pedestrian Arms, the White Horse, the Labour in Vain, and the Lamb. But disregarding all of these names, for many years through the 20th century, it was known simply as the Postman's Pub, because the postal services took over the site of the former Regent Iron and Brass Foundry. For more information, read our history of Foundry Street.